This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly is where we are. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. Myself, Elliot Shore Parks joins me along with BG. We'll see how wormed up Elliot is. We'll ask the difficult questions.
I haven't has he been on Twitter today? I haven't really.
Very wormy.
Oh, he has been?
Yeah. Very
really?
Well. Yeah.
Can he pick it up, or what is he?
Well, he's not enough Kenny picking it up, I would say.
Well, he's pretty Kenny. He is at once both Kenny picking it up and Jalen up, and the loss doesn't mean anything.
Well, the MVP thing was shameful.
Was, when he said he should have been in the MVP conversation the whole
yesterday
year.
Proved that.
Yep. Yeah. And
That's why y'all are irritated.
Yeah, right? Because the takedown of Kenny Pickett to prop up Jalen is just sad by everyone involved. Leave Kenny alone.
And then the other thing, and I mentioned this off air, but I will do it on air, is so it's after the game, and I see the little notification pop up, oh, Go Birds is live. So I turn on the Go Birds pod live on YouTube, and I just hear Seltzer and Elliot, just the excuse machine, talking about how the loss is not a big deal. They don't care about the loss is not a big deal, as we lose the one seed.
Well, it was actually a good thing if you listen to the open of the show.
Yeah, well, I heard you. But them, after the game, give me a little frustration, you clowns. Like, unbelievable. All right, it is time for everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Let me make this clear. Kenny Pickett is not getting a blame for yesterday. Not in my top five.
Okay. Whoa. Well, he shouldn't.
Don't care about the interception.
Yeah, he should. Yeah,
don't care about the interception.
It happened.
That started the comeback for the for
If
the
I'm
Commanders.
Not going to blame Jalen for the Super Bowl interception, fumble, whatever, I'm not going to blame Kenny Pickett for a random game in December.
Okay. All right.
And Lulu, or whatever his name is, seems like an all right player. Here are my top.
Oh, you mean the defensive
player. Luvu, whatever. Number five, the fifth blame. Fifth blame goes to Braden Mann. What the hell was that? And I don't know. Kenny from the Dirty 30 calling in saying it was windy. Excuses.
I don't want to hear that.
Excuses. Yeah. Every freaking kickoff was starting at the 5-yard line. They had plenty of time to return it. It completely kept Washington in the game. It was atrocious yesterday.
Did anyone ask Sirianni today whether. I can't remember. Whether it was a strategy to not kick into the end zone. I can't remember.
I mean, literally, those kickoffs were so bad that I noticed that it wasn't Jake Elliott kicking the ball off.
Which has been.
That was the butt of a lot of jokes yesterday.
I saw.
But listen.
I looked at one point, you had 200 responses.
Yep. And listen, when you commit a crime, when you commit a crime like this, you got to pay the time. You got to pay the price. So I don't delete tweets when I'm factually wrong about something. That's part of my penance that I have to pay. And so I left it up. But let me say this. Jake Elliott was the kickoff guy last year, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what now?
Well, also, if they're struggling to get the ball.
Listen, I'm like, he was the kickoff guy last year, right?
If you're struggling to get the ball into the end zone, get the guy with the big leg, the field goal kicker, to do it.
Big leg was short on 56 yards.
He was short yesterday. On 56 yards. That was shocking yesterday.
Yeah. Like, wonder what's going on. I wonder if Jake Elliott's struggles are related to the fact that he is not doing the kickoffs anymore. I wonder if just getting less work in during the game.
And whose decision was this?
I have.
Were we trying to get Jake some rest?
the analytics.
Is that what we're doing this year? Resting his leg up? Is that what we were doing? The guy's missed. It clearly is not working from a rest standpoint. He hasn't made a made one 50-yard field goal all year long.
I know. They're load managing Jake Elliott. He did make one late, though. That's that was.
He made a big one late. You know how hard I prayed for that thing to go in?
I know. And it squeaked through, by the
yes,
way.
Exactly.
It did.
It squeaked through. The fourth blame I'm giving to CJGJ. You just can't get kicked out in that moment. I mean, the defense fell apart when he wasn't in there. And Tristan McCollum is a backup player, whatever. But CJGJ is really, really important to this team. I think he's brought really good edge to the
defense. Had an interception yesterday.
And he's been really good this year, but that's a big spot and a chance to close out the division. I mean, a little bit of composure. I appreciate the edge, but you got to just calm down, especially when you get one that you almost don't think you deserve.
That's the thing right there. You already got one. So that's what you got to say to yourself. I can't do anything to get myself kicked out of this game.
And they're willing to penalize me for saying something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the other thing.
Yes.
Is they showed they were willing to throw a flag because of something he said, even when the other guy hit him. So fair,
which was crazy.
Fair or I need to know what he said.
I'm trying to figure out why didn't that official throw a flag on the guy who threw the punch? It's one thing, if you want to give CJ one as well, then it's offsetting penalties. You can't be right in front of an official and literally punch somebody and not get a flag thrown on you when the other. It wasn't even retaliation. It's not like CJ hit him first. Oh, God.
I have no idea.
All right, I don't want to be complaining about officials, but that was a.
Well,
that was a tough one.
It was a tough day. Ripping the officials and ripping Greg Olsen and Joe Davis.
Greg Olsen did get on my nerves yesterday.
There's a lot of stuff going on Eagles Twitter. The third blame I'm giving to Devontae. Just catch the ball. I mean, Devontae's a great player. He had a crucial fourth down earlier in the drive. But if he catches the ball, the game's over. It's a lot like Saquon earlier in the year, where if he just catches the ball, sometimes it's as simple as just catch the ball, the game's over. If he just catches the ball, the game is over. And by the way, Jaden Daniels doesn't look like this. He's a good player, but it was propped up by having that final drive. If he doesn't have that final drive, he has a big turnover late. That's his second pick of the day, and his day looks much more pedestrian. Just catch the ball.
Well, he didn't throw four touchdowns before that.
Listen, I understand, but he also threw the game-sealing interception.
He did.
And wouldn't have been given a chance for the comeback at the end.
I agree. Got to catch that, Smitty.
Catch the ball.
Got to catch that one.
It's appropriate to blame him. I know we all love Devontae Smith,
you got to catch that one, just like we did with Saquon. That's when I called him Saint Saquon.
Yes, I love that.
Yes.
I say it all the time. when he didn't catch that one pass in my living room by myself, I'm like, Saint Saquon's never going to get a play. And I love Saquon, but I love Saint Saquon.
Yeah. Oh, no, Smitty, you got to take the hit for that one. And he did.
He did.
He did. He owned up to it after the game.
That's why I love him.
Yep.
But my favorite Eagle. The second blame, I'm going with Kellen Moore. I just think that they kept getting stuffed yesterday and kept running, and it's fine to establish the run.
Well, give me something.
There has to be a different wrinkle. There just has to be a different wrinkle.
And even I knew the run plays that were coming.
The whole stadium knew. There's a problem if Saquon behind that offensive line is getting tackled 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And I know it's putting a lot of faith in the backup quarterback, but he had done a decent enough job throwing to where you've got to show something else to throw them off. So,
or even to what Spike has been saying all day, that just keep the ball once or twice on those plays. You at least make the defense respect the fact that it could happen.
And act like you might.
Right,
just act like you might. Yeah. I could tell you weren't going to run with it.
It seemed like they got so locked in on what the game plan was that they couldn't adjust.
Yeah.
And with a different quarterback that's not Jalen, I thought he had a disappointing day yesterday. But the number one blame is the defense. I mean, they allowed 22 fourth quarter points. 22 fourth quarter points. Again, this is a little bit playing with the situation.
Yeah.
But they were up 27-14 heading into the fourth. Now, right before that was the Jaden Daniels 4th-and-11, which still shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, 27-14 heading into the fourth quarter, for as questionable as people thought Kenny Pickett played well enough to close to win that football game. And the defense couldn't get it done yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and if you go to all three levels, they only got hurt in the run game with a quarterback. They did a great job against Brian Robinson. He fumbled twice yesterday after opening his big mouth early in the week, talking about they were the better team, even though it did turn out to be true yesterday. but he didn't do anything yesterday. And Jaden Daniels was really their only running threat. We didn't tackle well in the open field. I mean, there were a couple times where those runs could have been cut shorter. I'm not going to blame Jalen Carter. You get the big man out in the open field, I don't expect him to break down and tackle Jaden Daniels on that big one Daniels converted late in the game. But our linebackers needed to do a better job. And I think about the one play Tristan McCollum came up. And it was Zach Bond was coming one way. I think N'Kobe was coming from another angle. And then you had McCollum coming down. And it's like, you got all three of these guys here. We ought to be able to corral him in front of the first down marker. He's a quarterback. He's not going to lower his head. He's standing upright.
Yep.
Like, he didn't even look like he was lowering his shoulder to try to get the first down. That's where you go in there and knock his block off. And I thought McCollum went in there wild. Not only did he overrun him, he knocked Zach Bond off it. Like, he knocked the other guys off the tackle to where they couldn't tackle him, and he gained even more yards.
Yeah. Now, any concern that they gave up more deep balls yesterday than we've seen really this entire year?
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
Did the one to the one to
Terry McCollum over Quinn Wong?
That was over Quinn. There was one earlier. Was that before CJ was out, or is that after CJ was out?
The one earlier?
Brown,
the one
two.
Down the right side. The one down the right
two,
side.
Number two, right?
Yeah.
No, that was on Slay.
Yeah, because I just didn't know if maybe CJ going out.
Oh, you mean
out.
CJ being out. I had to go back and look, yeah.
Well, Quinion, I think, was one-on-one anyway.
He just got
burnt on it. But
he was. And so was Slay. But to your point, I don't know if that was when he was already out, CJ, GJ.
My only fear would be, is that the wrinkle that teams start throwing in on the Vic Fangio defense, if they're going to keep everything in front of us, try to get him over the top?
Yeah, I think teams will start to take their chances. Now, you got to have the receivers out there you have confidence in to be able to do that. But I look at a couple of different instances defensively this year that could be a little bit of a telltale sign from a negative standpoint with us. You know, in our two-minute drills, we're not great. The Atlanta game, they marched down the field with no problem on us. Quite frankly, the Jacksonville game, they marched down the field on us, and then they threw an interception at the 10-yard line where we could have easily lost that game. I think there was another one where they marched down the field.
Well, the Panthers game.
Was it the Panthers game? But then they didn't score.
Leggett dropped the one.
Oh, that's right. Leggett dropped that one. And even when they got the ball again, it took a play from Slay to break it up on a fourth down. So I kind of worry when we get in this two-minute defense and Coach Fangio goes to this sort of simplistic defense and we're playing off coverage. They're catching everything in front of us, or they're scared to give up the deep ball.
I think the other thing that happens is you see the limits from a defensive line standpoint in putting pressure on the quarterback when it's just that front four. You know, like they don't have the most dominant defensive line in terms of getting to the quarterback. And I think in those 2 minute drills, we see, especially against a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, where they're trying to get to him, but also they have to be disciplined in staying in the lanes and in the spots where they have to be. So.
Yeah, you got to rush smart. You can't get past the quarterback. This is the thing we were talking about that they didn't see the last time we played Washington because he was banged up a little bit.
Right.
This time he was looking to take off if you rush past him.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Clay in Kansas City. You're on WIP.
Hey,
what's up, Clay?
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Yes, sir.
What up,
I've
Clay?
Been listening all day. I've been off all day, so I've been listening all day, just kind of seething with the outcome yesterday. Hey, Spike, real quick, you're right on Jalen Hurts. You can't fault him for getting concussed, but I hope he's only 26. I hope he learns that you got to slide sometimes because he's just so valuable. He's got to slide. But it's not his fault. He was trying to get yards. He's being competitor. And as far as the defense, I mean,
I'm actually blaming the NFL for not letting him come back in the game.
What?
There's something weird.
It looked like he cleared. Did he not clear the protocol when he came out of there?
He said he wanted to go back in. Let him go.
No. Look, I'm going to be the responsible person here.
Well, this is about Carson.
But I guess what I'm saying is like the hit on Jalen and the hit that they picked up the flag, Pat Mahomes, they don't pick up those flags, and they call those fouls. I'm sorry. That's just that way the NFL is. Running quarterbacks, we don't get the benefit of the doubt with Jalen, just like Lamar doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. And I actually don't think Josh Allen gets it. But I'm okay with this loss, and I'll tell you why. Sports, there's a lot of narratives in sports. If the Eagles would be, on a roll and won into the first round of the playoffs, wouldn't we all just be kind of sitting back thinking, oh, man, it's going to be awful if we, win however many straight games and then we lose in the first or second round. So, to a degree, we can all take a deep breath here now. I really believe that. I don't know what you – I mean, make fun of me. I know, Ike, how you are on this. You say you never want to lose a football game. But we can take a deep breath here.
I wanted the number one seed. Well, so, until that was not possible to get.
But I don't think we would have got it anyway.
That's fine, but I would have loved to have found out.
I agree with you. But here, I like the scenario of we really got to beat the Cowboys. Got to beat the Cowboys. Because if you beat the Cowboys, you can treat the Giants game as your bye week. And I'm not scared of, I want to see the Redskins again or the Commanders again. Bring them in. They'll be awful full of themselves now because they won that game. So, and I'm really not even scared of the Lions because I'm going to listen off there. But I'll tell you the one thing that Vic Fangio's defense seems to me like it struggles with is mobile quarterbacks. And Jared Goff is not mobile. Stafford is not mobile. I'm not sure Darnold is overly mobile. And then actually one last thing. Man, we activated a fullback. And like you were saying, Spike, we never changed the running structure at all. We just kept running the RPO. We ran the I formation a couple times when we had Van Sumeren. How come we didn't do something a little bit different in the run game? Hopefully we can learn from all this, and I think hopefully we'll grow from this, win six straight, and get the trophy. So you guys have a happy holiday. Thanks, guys.
All right, Clay.
Well, I mean,
it's good that they lost because they were never going to keep winning all these games in a row. I just like if that's what it if they look. If this is what gets you through Christmas.
I wonder if Detroit is thinking that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were. They were like, oh, no.
Well, Dan Campbell did say they needed that loss to realign themselves.
That's called coping.
Well aware. I'm just trying to cope today.
Yeah, because had they lost the number one seed, he wouldn't be saying that.
Right. No.
And that's why they were happy yesterday when they saw in their locker room that we had just lost to Washington. They had an extra celebration when they had the TVs on in their locker room and saw that we lost to Washington on that last play.
No, Ike, what you heard was them terrified that now the Eagles have lost a game. And they were like, well, now they don't have to win 17 straight.
Right.
It's like,
no. No. And the players don't think that way.
Now, no!
I can understand when you recalibrate everything, you're like, okay, now let me look at it this way.
Right.
Yeah, I see that's where everybody is at. And okay, I get it. I'm not going to fault anybody for not giving up on hope with the team this year. Mm-hmm. But you better believe if we have to go to Detroit or Minnesota for the championship game, I'm not saying we can't win. I'm just telling you it's not going to be easy.
We will be underdogs in Detroit, and I assume we'll be underdogs in Minnesota if we have to
it's
go.
It's not
going to
be easy.
Yeah, and they would have both been underdogs here, and that's
you,
all.
You want to get a guy like Sam Darnold out of his comfort zone.
100%.
You want him on the road.
Goff, too.
Yes, and Goff, not playing at home with the crowd noise behind him, with all of that excitement. Like, I get it, but you know what? That's the road we might have to travel. We might have to travel that road now.
215-592-9494.
Still a good football team.
Yeah, best team in Eagles history.